Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. In a little more than a week's time, about a week and a half from now, not that there's not a lot going on this time of year, always in beautiful, historic Bishop Hill, but there's a unique celebration that'll be going on the 28th of October, again, a week from Saturday. Todd DeDecker, the administrator of the Bishop Hill Heritage Association, joins us here to talk about that. How are you? Welcome.
Good evening.
Glad to have you here as always. I want to talk about this event. This is a tapestry related to a tapestry the village has been given, and I have to tell you, in seeing a picture of this the other day, putting it up with our the info on this on our community events page, that is gorgeous.
It's gorgeous and it's huge. It took five of us to get installed on the wall. I mean, it's over 12 feet by over six feet.
Wow,
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. So talk about what this is and how it came about to be in Bishop Hill.
Well, back in Sweden in the early 2000s, an artist, Asa Bengström, created 9 tapestries dealing with Swedish immigration to the United States. Several of them deal with major cities involved with the immigration, such as Chicago and Bishop Hill, and other ones involved with Swedish artists who came over and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And these 9 tapestries toured the United States and Sweden from 2002 and 2004, and then we returned to Sweden. Well, we found out this past winter that the Bishop Hill tapestry was for sale. And through the generosity of the American Daughters of Sweden organization in Chicago, we were able to purchase the tapestry and bring it home to Bishop Hill.
Yeah, so this is a tapestry that was created specific to Bishop Hill, you're saying?
Right. It tells the early history of the Bishop Hill colony.
Okay.
Some of the things that went on during colony times, talks about Eric Jansen. Yeah, each of the tapestries that were created reflected a part of the Swedish immigration history. Because starting in 1846 with the start of the Bishop Hill colony, through the early 1900s, over 25% of the Swedish population left Sweden for various reasons, with most of them coming to the United States. And the tapestries tells that story.
So while we all know that Bishop Hill is a historic Swedish village, and we all knew it was kind of, I guess, a big deal already, the villages. But this really kind of, I think, makes it a bigger deal just by showing how important this colony is to the Swedish people.
Right. I mean, I was born and raised in Henry County, mm-hmm. but it wasn't until I took the job as the administrator 5 years ago until that I realized that Bishop Hill is a really big deal in Sweden.
Yeah.
And this tapestry is just a very vivid, large example of how important Bishop Hill is seen by Swedes, not just back then, but still today.
Yeah, exactly. So the American Daughters of Sweden donated money that purchased this tapestry, and now it's on display.
Now it's on display. We also had assistance from the Swedish American Museum in Chicago getting it here.
Yeah.
And we're very fortunate that a week from this Saturday, October 28th, we're going to have a formal celebration honoring the tapestry, the gift of the tapestry, it's kind of like an unveiling ceremony.
Yeah.
We start with a formal ceremony at 2:30 where we have a few speeches to try to show people, tell people about not just what the tapestry is on its own, but its relationship to Sweden and to Bishop Hill. So we have State Representative Dan Swanson speaking, Jarl Sjögren, the Honorary Consul General from Sweden, is going to speak. Matthias Hellendorf is coming all the way from Stockholm. Their foundation was the one that spent the money to create the original 9 tapestries.
Okay.
Jan Nelson, president of the American Daughters of Sweden, will be coming down as well to talk about their role. And again, it's like we mentioned earlier, this tapestry is just such a vivid example of Bishop Hill's role in Sweden and vice versa.
Oh, and it's amazing to see. If you go to our community events page at WGIL.com and go to October 28th on the calendar and click on this listing of this tapestry celebration, you'll see a picture of the of the tapestry, and I'm not sure the picture does it completely justice. No, but it's amazing. It's amazing. I can't think of any other way to say it.
I mean, it's colorful. The details on it are extraordinary.
Yeah,
and we're very happy to have this, and very proud to show it off to the visitors of Bishop Hill.
So this, again, will be a week from Saturday, the 28th, and it's going to be at the Steeple Building, right?
Right, Steeple Building Museum. And it's the formal ceremony is first, and then we'll have an open house afterwards with light refreshment. We're having music by a local hammer dulcimer performer, John Wagner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free and open to the public. We want people to come, people to see the tapestry, see Bishop Hill, see the Steeple Building, meet some of the people involved. As a local myself, I didn't. Bishop Hill is special.
Yeah.
You know, it's unique. It's historic. But this celebration is a way to show how this little town of Bishop Hill of 135 people is important on an international scale. Ties into a worldview, as it were.
Yeah. So again, this is 2:30 to 5 p.m. on the 28th at the Steeple Building. And of course, you can call the Heritage Association and get more information on it. How are things going otherwise these days? It seems like we've sure heard a lot from you in these parts these days. You've been pretty busy.
Well, we like to keep busy in Bishop Hill. We don't want to be bored. And, after this celebration, we're rocking and rolling, getting ready for our Christmas celebrations.
Yeah. If you don't get to this celebration, get to the Christmas celebrations in Bishop Hill. It's just as picturesque as you can imagine. I didn't realize that perhaps the state of Illinois in general is really kind of important to the people of Sweden and the Swedish history, given the organization in Chicago, and that there's a consul general for Sweden based in Chicago. Right. And I didn't realize how much the Swedish history kind of extends even past Bishop Hill here in Illinois.
Yeah, it's when the Swedes start looking for a place to go to Illinois, as well as, like Minnesota and Wisconsin, were some of the places they went to initially in large numbers, because back in the mid-1800s, that was the Wild West. Where the cheap government land was, the woods, the farmland, or potential farmland. So, yeah, and in terms of Swedish immigration, Illinois played a large early role in that.
Yeah. All right. So, again, this tapestry unveiling and celebration will be on October 28th from 2:30 to 5 p.m. at the Steeple Building in Bishop Hill. And, again, there's if you go to our community events page at WGIL.com, you can find out more, including a phone number and an email address if you have any more questions about this. So there you go. Todd DeDecker, administrator of the Bishop Hill Heritage Association. Thanks so much for coming in. This is, again, I can't say enough about how gorgeous this tapestry is.
Oh, thanks for having me.